This Friday, the Town Hall honors Lena Horne's legacy as an artist and activist with the inaugural Lena Horne Prize for Artists Creating Social Impact, which will be awarded to Solange Knowles. Upon winning the award, Solange says, "I have never forget being a young girl and the impact of hearing the great Lena Horne so radiantly and powerful singing the words, 'Believe in yourself.'" Joining me today to discuss the Lena Horne Prize and award, our Town Hall Associate Artistic Director, Mele Aria. Mele, nice to meet you. And Gail Lumet Buckley, author and Lena Horne's daughter. Gail, nice to meet you as well.
Nice to meet you.
So, Mele, this is the inaugural year for this prize. When was the idea for this award first conceived?
Well, I think it's been in the works for quite a while, but the planning started about a year and a half ago between MBM Entertainment, SailWorks, and the Town Hall. MBM and SailWorks have had a long history of creating events at the intersection of music and activism, and the Town Hall, of course, has 100 years of almost 100 years of history in that area as well.
So why was it important to have the prize at Town Hall?
Well, I think that when we talk about artists who dedicated themselves and their platforms to social justice, we have so much history of not only great artists performing and political events, but artists doing political events. Mm-hmm. So James Baldwin was in the hall. After the Birmingham bombing that killed the four little girls, he, Odetta, Ruby Dee, Ossie Davis, Don Shirley got together to create a memorial, and that's where he actually, Baldwin, actually called for a boycott of Christmas. So we have Robeson as well in our history, performing songs and interspersing them with his own ideas and his calls for social activism. And one of our favorite parts of our history is that he would take the show on the road. And when he took it on the road, he would take it to colleges. And there was a young woman at Antioch who saw this show, later went on to the New England Conservatory, and created a show that she debuted at Town Hall called The Freedom Concerts. And that's Coretta Scott King.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a legacy here.
Now, for people who don't know, Gail, even though your mom was this pioneer in Hollywood and broke glass ceilings, she got her start. She's from Brooklyn.
She's from Brooklyn, absolutely.
And got her start performing at the Cotton Club in Harlem. When you think about your mom's political activism, though, how would you describe her as an activist?
I have to tell you that it began when she was 2 years old, when her grandmother enrolled her as the youngest lifetime member of the NAACP. And she went to the NAACP office, which was then in the village, sat on James Weldon Johnson's lap, and signed this thing. I guess put an X or something. but she was the youngest lifetime member. And I think, I mean, we came from a family of activists. She came from a family of activists, for sure.
When you think about the impact of her activism, what was the lasting impact of it?
I think that she was so brave, and she was an individual, and she was showing that you don't have to have a group necessarily. If you do have a group, great, mm-hmm. but you can do it on your own. You can be an individual and be an activist. And I think she thought, because she was taught this by Robeson in particular, that the artist should be an activist. The artist has to choose. He said that. The artist who doesn't choose, I think, is a sad person, because there you have all this great talent. What are you doing with it? You're just taking, taking, taking. And I think choosing and giving is what she did.
And activists often, they have loss because of their activism.
They pay the price.
They do. How did that happen for your mom?
Well, she was blacklisted. For 10 years she wasn't on network TV. She didn't make a movie after 1948 until much later. But she was very, very lucky, because she was a big star in nightclubs. And the mafia that owned the nightclubs did not let her be blacklisted, because it was important to keep the money coming in that she made for them.
My guests are Mele Aria, and she's Associate Artistic Director at Town Hall, and Gail Lumet Buckley. We are talking about the first Lena Horne Prize. You're on the board,
yes,
for this. How do you see this award fitting in with your mom's legacy?
Oh, I think she would have loved it, because, first of all, well, she was a feminist, even though she would deny it, but she was a feminist. And so I think it would be very important to her to see women recognized, but not necessarily only women. I think she'd be happy for her prize to go to men as well. and not just black people, but to white people, because she was very much an integrationist. And she was brought up in that milieu. Mm-hmm. And so I think she'd be very happy about it. I can't imagine her not being thrilled.
Well, there are amazing people on the advisory board. Thelma Golden, Roxane Gay, Billy Porter, Janet Mock, Judy Collins.
Dolores Huerta.
So many great folks. What was the process of like bringing together this group of advisors? And what do you think they all have in common?
Well, when the team that produced this event was looking for people who could help steward, especially in the first year, I think that one emphasis was people who gave back or people who were involved in activism, people who gave their platforms, who took risks. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really diverse group of some philanthropists, mm-hmm. Artists who use their voice, political leaders. And so we have everyone from labor activists to, I mean, I don't even know what to call Billy Porter at this point, fashion icon.
A fashion activist.
Yes, a fashion activist. To, you know, the great Harry Belafonte and a few people who actually knew her, which I think is really important for us as we mm-hmm. Set the stage for what is to come. Always, you know, having Gail, Mrs. Buckley, and her daughter, and Harry Belafonte, Judy Collins, people who set the stage and mm-hmm. who are really inspirations for young artists as well. So it's a wide range of people who we felt reflected the intent of this prize and also give us enough breadth to teach us what we should be doing, who can, you know, call out where we are lacking or where we haven't thought something through. So I think it's creating a board this diverse is also about us learning about where things are going so that we're not just looking to the past, but we're moving the discussion forward through the creation of this prize and also through the conversations that the board members have with each other.
When you were having conversations as a group about making the decision about who were the kind of people that you wanted to present this award to, what were those conversations like? What were you talking about?
Well, it was definitely, I'm sure they were talking about making a contribution that was visible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being unafraid and being talented, because you had to have the talent first. I mean, not first, mm-hmm. but it was important to be talented so that you have something to give.
Mm.
Because there are lots of people who aren't talented who could be blabbering along. And not matter that much, but whose opinions don't matter that much, I should say. Everybody matters. So I think it was I think there were categories. I mean, not too young, not too old. Because my mother would have been 102 or something today. She was born in 1917.
Mm.
And it's wonderful there are still people who knew her there mm-hmm. in that group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for my generation and definitely Solange's, there's no way not to know her because of The Wiz. I think my first encounter with Lena Horne's work is probably A Different World when she comes to visit Hillman.
Yeah. I remember the 81 show. I was 15 or 16, and I remember my parents wanting me to see the Lady and Her Music.
Yeah, Lady and Her Music. She got a whole new huge batch of fans from that. Young women
mm-hmm.
who very much thought she was a feminist and appreciated that. And she just was a survivor also, which is very important, because she had a very healthy attitude about life. She didn't do drugs. She never smoked. She drank a little bit after the show. But, I mean, she was never an indulgent person. Mm-hmm. She was disciplined. And that's also sort of old-fashioned. So she had this upbringing from her grandmother and others. That was, she always had to be a credit to the race, whatever that means. She always had to be on her best behavior because the NAACP was watching her. So she had this framework out of which she could move and work, and chose to be an activist because she had no choice. I mean, because that was what she was programmed to do.
Let's talk about Solange, the winner of this prize. Mila, why do you think Solange is a perfect person to be the first recipient?
Well, I think when we look at Lena Horne's legacy, we see a woman who walked with grace, mm-hmm. A woman who used her talents and her platform, and someone whose work really speaks to what it is to be an African-American woman. And, I mean, she was so explicit about that in interviews, which mm-hmm. is, you know, it's so important. So when we look at someone today who is really using their platform, using their actual writing, their visuals to expand how we think about Black women, how Black women see themselves, I don't know if there's a better artist than Solange. Especially with the last two albums, really expanding how we see ourselves. So I think it's a perfect fit. And also thinking about people who work locally, you mm-hmm. know, within smaller communities. I think oftentimes we think that activism has to be nationwide. And while that's true, there's something about going back to your community and making sure that people have access to the arts, to expression, to direct action. So the organization that she chose to give the $100,000 prize to is Project Row Houses, which she says she spent time in when she was a young girl growing up in Houston, and where she actually recorded her last album. And they're an incredible organization.
What do they do?
So they actually they do a lot. They've been active since 1993, and what their purpose is to bring together people within the Houston community on micro level, direct actions, encouraging people in the arts, and also teaching African American arts and culture okay. to their community. So it's an incredible consortium. That is really doing work on a micro level, which is, I think, something we could all learn more about.
I think she's a perfect choice.
Tell me why.
Well, because of everything that Millay has said.
Yeah.
And because she's obviously not a selfish person. She's not a selfish performer. She's not a selfish activist. She's giving, and that's what's key.
She also seems like a this might sound like a cliche, but a true artist. It's about her artistry almost mm-hmm. as much as anything else, and about truly expressing herself and expressing the emotions and the things that are important to her and that also reflect on Black women and on her mm-hmm. experience. And to your point, also using her platform.
Yes.
My guests are Millay Araya. I keep saying your last name wrong. Can you say it for me?
Araya.
Thank you. Millay Araya, Associate Artistic Director at the Town Hall, and Gail Lumet Buckley. We're talking about the first Lena Horne Prize. So there's going to be this big event.
Yes.
What is going to happen at this big event?
Whew, it is some lineup. Well, it's a celebration of Lena Horne and also of Solange. But the people who are participating, Dolores Huerta, Martin Luther King III, performances by BJ the Chicago Kid, Talib Kweli, Angelique Kidjo, Andra Day. I mean, it's
Serve the Bushwomen, one of my favorite titles.
Yeah, very incredible. So there's going to be speaking, and there's going to be a lot of music, and we just hope that people will leave with a sense of joy, and also inspired to do something, to make a contribution. So I think it's going to be fun.
And to encourage the program, the prize to be continuing and ongoing, that's
yes.
important.
Mm-hmm.
Gail, is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you think is important about the prize or about your mom and about this part of her life and her work?
Well, I think I think it's all summed up at the age of two.
My guests have been Millay Araya, Associate Artistic Director at the Town Hall, and Gail Lumet Buckley. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about this wonderful prize.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This is All of It.
I grew up a little girl with dreams, 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 dreams. Dreams, 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 they come alive.